Blog Talk Radio.
Incredible, unforgettable. Open your mind, take in all the delectables. Topics ranging from marriage to politics.
Word up.
Only the grown and mature can handle this.
Please,
they gon' change it from blog talk to hot talk. Real talk, real response. Non-stop. Only talk radio keeps it moving. Wednesdays, 9:30 p.m. Please tune in.
Well.
And the beautiful. It's incredible. You hear it.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Art of Intimacy Show. I am your host, Miss Incredible.
And I am Rel, the Black Dr. Phil, repping that AOI talk show, hashtag, you know. Mayo, what up? My boy tuning in. That's his little thing. You know. What's up, Miss Incredible? How you doing, sis?
I am wonderful. How are you?
Good. I'm great. Can't you tell? It's a good night. It's a good night. You know, I'm excited. This is my night right here.
Of course. Of course you are.
If y'all listening, if something go wrong, you can't hear me or something, if you're a friend of mine, you know, let me know. Thank you. It's a good night. NBA playoffs is heating up. Cleveland Cavaliers, they basically won their series against Atlanta 4-0. So now they move on to the next round, the Eastern Conference Finals. So LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers, they're going to be playing either the Toronto Raptors or the Miami Heat. One of those would be right now that series is tied up 2-2. Yeah, that series tied up 2-2. I think they're playing now. So one of those will be facing Cleveland. In the Western Conference, you got Oklahoma City Thunder up 3-2 on the San Antonio Spurs. So OKC wins one more game. They move on to the Western Finals. And they would be facing either Portland Trail Blazers or the Golden State Warriors. Golden State is up 3-1. I'm sure everybody's familiar with Steph Curry and his great performance the other night, plus he won the MVP of the NBA this season. So big up to Steph and the NBA. Good look right now for sports. Absolutely. Your boy ain't there, though. Your boy ain't in it.
What play? Which one?
He went home. Which one? The one with the strong back. The one with the big.
Okay.
The one with the strong. Oh, pause. I'm saying this for her, y'all. Geez, easy. I don't even use the pause word, but I got to use it in this case because, you know, you might have a few immature listeners that don't get it. But, you know, your one with the big back, the one that you go back to a couple of our shows and you hear her talking about.
All right, I know he's talking about.
All right, yeah.
You gotta have a strong back.
A strong back, yeah. Yeah, you do. You do. Because, I personally don't like no lightweight women, so I like, you know, big bone, big. BBW,
all right,
dick side, whatever you want to call it. You'll say, I want all that. Floppy meat, all that. I want, you know.
Did you just say floppy meat? Don't elaborate, please. Don't.
No. So you know, I'm a thigh man. You know I'm a thigh man. So as long as your thighs are, as long as I can tell your thigh from your what's that other part called? Your calf and your shin, that bottom part. As long as I can tell the difference, you're good. If I can't tell the difference, it's a problem. That's my limit. So I like them big.
All right. Well.
You like them big?
So, do I like them big?
Yeah.
Is that what you? I love them big. I like thick men.
You like big
men? I mean, I like thick men. Yeah. Back has to be strong. The back has to be strong. So,
I feel you.
Well, how important is sex to you? Let's just jump right on in.
Yeah, it's very important to me, but boy, I'm in the dirt lately. I forgot what it is.
Oh, no.
I forgot what it is. I'm in the dirt lately.
But, you forgot what it is.
Yet. Nah, I'm not. I'm exaggerating now. I'm only joking. I'm exaggerating. It's very important. I'm not going without it. That simple.
You're not going without it.
No, I'm not going without it. It's that simple. You gotta give it up. You my lady.
You gotta give it up.
Yep. All the time, every time, anywhere. Ain't no. Nope. That's going
like every day.
I ain't signing
up
for that.
How often would you like it?
Ooh, every day. Yeah, I can take it every day. Yeah. It's like a good sleep, remedy too, man. They vice, you know, some people like to have a glass of wine.
Right.
Sleep, a cigarette, you know, some people smoke their little Mary Jane. And ain't nothing wrong with some people masturbate. They ain't got nobody on nothing that
sex. Right,
That's what you sleep. But I don't mind.
And it may put you right out.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But that you know, I like it every day, but that can get boring, you know.
It can get routine if you let it.
Right.
I wouldn't say boring. It can get routine.
Right.
There's always a way to spice it up. Always a way to spice it up. There's games, there's toys, there's always a way to spice it up. So, yes, it can get routine. You don't want it to get routine. Sets a mood, like, you know, with you and your lady or her lady, music, light, mirror, like.
I like music. I love mirrors. You know what I like in the mirror? I like doggy style, right? I have on the bed doggy style, but I'm standing up and looking at myself in the mirror. My tall
like
black
this?
Ass, whole lot of shape. I'll be in my world, boy. I tear that ass up in that position right there. I swear to God, with the mirror, it's incredible. With the mirror, it's all night for me, baby. It's all night long with the mirror. I'm in there showing off.
Oh my goodness. All right, so, like, do you get romantic with it? Have you ever done, like, rose petals or, you know?
You know what? I never did the rose petals. I wanted to do rose petals, though. I definitely thought about the rose petals, and I just haven't got around to it. And you know what? The rose petals is so simple. It's not that hard. It's simple and easy.
Very simple. Yes.
So, but I think I might do that rose petal thing real soon. Real soon. You know what else I do with the music? I tell myself beforehand, especially if it's a playlist that I made, you know what I mean? Like a romantic playlist or something that I made. So I know the length of the songs and where it's at. I'm like, yeah, you got to at least go to Jodeci Freaking You before you nut. True. I say that right in my head before they go down. So, like, yeah, you're going to get this for like a good 45 minutes, baby. Someone's out here, Jodeci, freaking you. I'm like, thank God.
That includes foreplay, all right?
Yeah, that includes foreplay. That definitely includes foreplay. Sex without foreplay? Come on.
Hey. There's some folk out there that can do it. So, well, has your sex drive increased or decreased as you've gotten older?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I want to say increase, like in my first thought is increase, but then when I think about it deeper, I'm like, wait a minute. When I was younger, I just ain't have as much opportunity as I did when I was older. So, but I still think it increased. I think it increased because I'm like, man, I only live once. I may not be here tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to.
Right,
that's the best feeling in the world. Sex is one of the best feelings in the world. Let's keep it real. It's got to be top five. It's probably top three. Okay, the birth of your child, maybe one. What's a better feeling after that? It got to be sex. Married, getting married? No. I'd rather have sex than get married.
If you're talking about physical, I mean emotionally, marriage and other.
And the birth of a child,
because I don't think women would say physically the birth of a child is one of the best feelings. But physically, yeah, that is definitely on the top of the list.
Right, but if you take physically and emotionally and equate them both, all right. So the birth of a child physically is not fun, but emotionally it's probably number one.
Priceless.
So,
yeah, you're right.
So then you take sex, okay. Emotionally, with the right person, it's probably number two for you. You know, your children,
right.
And then physically, it's number one. Physically, it's better
right?
than childbirth. So, I think sex is one of the best feelings in the world, emotionally or physically. It's one of they get you caught up out there, man.
Definitely up there.
Shit.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Just be safe.
Who
though.
Said I know?
Be safe. Yeah, I know that. Sexy. Ooh. The things people would do for sex.
If you could choose your partner right now, let's just say you have two choices, an older woman or a younger one, which one would you choose?
Older or younger? Ooh, at my age, I'm going to go younger.
Why?
And you know why? I've been dealing with older women my whole life. So if I had to choose right now, like you like, all right, this is all you can have sex with right now, older or younger, I'm going younger. And I'm just keeping my fingers crossed that I ain't make the wrong decision. But I think I'm only saying that because I've just dealt with older women so much. How about you? An older man or a younger man?
I think I'll go older.
Older?
I'll go older for the experience. But when I say older, at least like 10 years.
Any reason?
But older doesn't necessarily mean, huh?
Any reason why you choose older?
Because I haven't experienced someone that much older than me yet. So I'm curious to see, you know.
Oh, we got the same reason then. See, that's why we siblings. We got the same reason because you haven't dealt with someone older and I haven't dealt with anyone younger. I would deal with someone 10 years younger than me right now. Like you say, someone 10 years older than you. Yeah. Because I haven't dealt with anyone younger. Everyone's been older than me.
323-870-4010. Press 1.
Yeah. Doing the cabbage patch. Yep. Call up. 30. And I was thinking about the other day, too. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Because I was going to flip it around. Go ahead.
Oh, well, I was going to ask you. Is there anything off limits for you when it comes to sex? Hell.
Yes, there
few
is.
Few things off women.
There's a few things off women. And
no booty play. Let's get right to it. No booty play.
No. And no, I'm not sharing. There's no threesome, foursome, five, not just two people.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. Okay. I'll feel you.
What's off limits to you?
Animals. No animals. You can play around. The booty is a tough situation. You know what I mean? I got to be clear here. You know, we got some immature people. 323-870-4010. I don't be using the pause word and all that, but you're not sticking nothing in my butthole. I'll say that. You know what I'm saying? Nothing.
Right, right.
So that's off limits. You know what I mean? You want to play around and all that, blah, blah, blah. That's a good look, but penetration, insertion, that's off limits to me. You know what I mean? What's her name is definitely off limits. I don't do the guy-girl thing. That's off limits for me.
Why not?
Can't get aroused with another man in the room. Period.
Fair enough.
I don't know why they do that.
You have said that before. Fair enough. He said, I don't know why they do that. To please the woman.
I don't know why, how. They crazy. To please the woman.
Don't be selfish. Jesus. Yeah. What's your...
All right, well, I'll move on to the next thing. Y'all can have that. You know what I'm saying? No.
That's please the woman. Would you rather someone dominant or submissive?
Man, that's a tough one for me. What would I prefer? Probably dominant. I'm the type to get lazy and content. So if she's dominant, at least she'll keep the spice up a little bit. You know what I mean? Before I.
We cannot get lazy in routine. We're going to have to talk.
Sometimes I realize that and, you know, I'm good now. I ain't, you know what I'm saying? I'm good now. You could call 323-870-4010.
We're
going to go.
Am I good
or not? Yeah, see? I bet you
we have a caller on the line. She gonna say you good?
Yep.
Caller, your number ends in 0055. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hi, Ms. Incredible. Hi, Dr. Phil. Well, how y'all doing?
Hey.
It's Pound Cake.
What's going on?
Hey, Pound Cake.
Round of applause. Don't play. She in the building.
I'm sorry. I was just about to jump into questions. Like,
thank you.
Thank you. How y'all doing?
Wonderful. Now, is real good? We just going to jump in. Is real good? Were you listening?
Am I good?
Well, I like some of what he had to say, but, why you got to be selfish with it? Why can't it be two guys and the girl?
Because I'm gonna be disappointed. I'm gonna be standing there. They gonna be having sex. I'm gonna be standing there like I can't join in.
Okay.
It's a physical thing. I can't even get aroused. I don't know. I don't know how men do it.
If it was two females, you could get down.
Oh yeah, I can get down with that. I can't wait for that.
Get down with that.
Yeah, I'll be down with that.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, you're ready for that. So,
So
you would do it with two men?
No, because it's just too much. It's too much. Like
too much what?
It's too much dick in the room, like.
323-870-4010. Call up if you've ever been in a room with too many dicks. AOI talk. Yeah, you can finish. Go ahead.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I like to pay attention to what I'm doing and having that extra body there might be just too much.
Oh, I see. You one of them real, you mental with it too. I see.
Yeah, I'm mental with it. Like, I don't see myself spreading too thin. And I like to make my man feel good when I'm with him.
Right. Right. Makes sense. That makes sense. I hear you. If I'm not mistaken now, your favorite position is missionary.
Missionary, that's it. But I like to ride too. I like to ride too.
You like to ride too? See, I'm taking
out.
Mm-hmm. Missionary, you like to ride. Yeah, I ain't playing. Uh-huh. Not too many dicks in the room. What else she said? She like to concentrate on what she do. Uh-huh. One leg up, both legs up. What's your preference?
I'm sorry?
One leg up, both legs up. What's your preference?
Both legs up.
You gotta have good strong shoulders. That's what I'm talking about right there. Absolutely. Yeah, with the legs on the shoulders. Oh man. Mhm. <laughs> Yeah, he gotta like really give me back shots like
I want to be reaching for shit that ain't there.
I hear that. I hear that. Now, let me ask y'all lady something. Is that like what she said? She said, you know, I want to, you know, back shots, me reaching for shit that ain't there. Do y'all want that every night? Honestly, be honest. That type of...
No, not every night. But... Often
Let me rephrase my question. Not every night, because that's. But do you want it that every time you have sex with your partner or whatever? Like, is it have to be like
No, because sometimes I like it soft and gentle too.
Okay.
So yeah, we don't have to be going around the outside with it all the time.
Okay. Okay.
But,
you feel the same way she feel about that? I just want to know, ladies in general.
Sometimes you want him to get his back into it, and sometimes you know you want to make love.
Exactly.
Okay.
That exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Right.
Incredible. Summed it up perfectly.
That's my mistake. Then I'll be forgetting the make love part. Shit.
Yeah, because right. Sometimes the woman just want to be made love to in a sensual, honestly, brothers in between the sheets kind of way.
Love between the sheets.
Right. But I have a question for you.
Yes.
Does the size of the penis determine which position you choose?
Yes, because if he's not big enough, he may slip out.
Mm.
Like, it's not so much the length, but the girth. I don't know if that makes sense to you. The girth has got to be there. Like, I like to feel it on my walls.
You like the paint on her walls.
Yeah.
You heard her.
Definitely.
Paint scraped off her walls.
Yep. But yeah. If he's not big enough, then like I said, he might slip out, and I'm sorry, it's just not going to work. Like, missionary might work, but doggy style wouldn't work too well. And riding definitely wouldn't work.
nothing bad. You just making you tired at that point. I just ran a marathon on you. I don't feel nothing.
Wow.
But role play is fun. I like role play.
Role play, like, give us an example.
Like, for example, the boss and the secretary.
Oh, okay. Like actual roles, like characters. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, like characters. Yeah, like, you know,
right.
The boss come into the office and catch the secretary goofing off and threaten to fire her. And she, you know, and she says, "Please don't fire me." And they go into it from there.
You single time?
That sounds pretty interesting.
You single
time? It's very fun. Say what?
Soundcake. Are you single?
Yes. Am I single? Yes.
Yeah. All right. You my new bae. So get off the phone, and I'll call you in a minute. Thanks for your time.
You too much.
Yep.
All right. Do us a man's service, pal. Okay. Thank you for tuning in.
You're welcome, as always.
That's my new bae, Pound Cake. I'm telling y'all, y'all better watch it. I'm in a certain type of mood, too. Yep, got my bae. Now you got to get yours, Miss Incredible. I got my Pound Cake. I'm going to be pounding the shit out of some cake tonight. Watch this.
Oh,
two
my
legs
God.
Up. Two legs up. I wrote it all down. Make love sometimes. She likes to be, you know, she likes to concentrate on what she's doing. Don't have to tear out the frame all the time, you know. I got it right there. I got all the notes down. It's going down. 323-870-4010. If you want to chat about sex with Miss Incredible, fellas, call up now. You can
uh-oh.
Be up, boo, because I got mine. Throw it down. Call up. Jeez. Did we ask her what was off limits?
No, we didn't.
Oh, we didn't ask it. God, I should have asked that because I'm about to get freaked.
Nope, we sure didn't.
You know if your name is Pound Cake.
Woo. All right. So, how long can you go without sex before it begins to affect your attitude?
Oof. Oh, man. Realistically, I'd say probably, I feel so shallow saying 2 weeks, but I think that's the real answer. I gotta be in zen mode, you know what I mean? I gotta be in zen mode for me to go longer than that. So I've went months before, so. But it affects my attitude, I think, after 2 weeks.
I mean, nothing. No masturbation, nothing. No form of pleasure.
Oh, no masturbation?
No masturbation. How long?
I can't answer that. Day.
Well, how long would it take before it affects your attitude?
A day. 1 day. Day without sex or whacking off. Oh, my goodness. Nah, I say, all right, a week.
A week?
Yeah.
All right, that sounds reasonable.
I can't go from one weekend to the next weekend without nothing. That's crazy. Something got to happen.
All right. 1 week. Well, we have a caller on the line. Let's see how long they can go. Caller, your number is 8496. Hello, welcome to the show.
Oh, hello. How you doing? The show is a highway okay. Hello?
Hello, yes.
Yes, the show is how long you can go without having sex?
No, that's the question. How long can you go without having sex before it affects your attitude?
Before what?
Before it affects your attitude, before you start getting moody. No sex, no form of pleasure, no masturbation, nothing.
That might be about 5 minutes for me.
Well,
I mean, you know, some people might go a little. Yeah, some people might go a little longer. Well, I last about 5 minutes. That's just about it. You know, 5 minutes might be a little too long.
5 minutes may be too long.
Sure, 5 minutes may be a little too. Now, seriously, I don't know, man. I've never been through a situation like that. But I might be agree with the other gentleman. Maybe about a week. You know.
Okay.
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't know. I never, you know. Probably about a week. Is that too long?
No. I mean, it's what you say. No, a week sounds reasonable. That's not too long. I mean, as long as you're not, you know, if you're giving off a crazy attitude, then you got to do what you got to do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I have to agree with you on that. So,
how open-minded are you when it comes to sex?
I'm pretty open-minded. I explain, you know, pretty much. You know, I'm an open-minded guy. I'm pretty much open-minded. You know, I'm real frank with, you know, me and my partner. So, you know, it's not, you know, I don't try to hide anything. I like everything to be up front. So it'll be no surprises later on. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
So,
that's why, yeah.
The best sex that you've ever had did it come from someone older or younger?
The best sex I'm still, you know what, that's a good question. I'm still trying to find that. You know, I guess that's why I'll be, you know, going at the pace that I'm going, you know, because I'm trying to find that. I ain't find that yet. But as soon as I do, you know, I make sure I call in the show and let y'all know.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
We all definitely right. Want to know that.
And I'm currently working on it.
You working on
yeah.
it?
Well, I'm working on trying to find it.
Well, is the last person you had sex with older or younger than yourself?
Shit, I'm older than God, so they had to be younger.
Yo, 323-870-4010. If you older than God, call up right now.
Cause
that is a new one to me.
Oh,
man. Wow. Oh, man.
You said I'm older than God.
Mr. Crabble, right. Ask God some more questions, please. We got to respect this.
Okay.
All right, now. So, are you a butt man or a boob man? Or I can't forget about the thighs because, like, you know, Rel's a thigh guy.
I'm a butt man. I will say I'm a butt man. I mean, you know, what black man don't like ass? I mean, you know, they got a few, you know, the ones that married the Caucasian women. But, you know, besides that, the majority of them, you know, they love booty. And I'm a black man, and I love booty.
I'm with you on that one, my brother. I'm with you on that one. No,
but
I co-sign that. Black fist in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I'm going to ask you a question. I'm sure a lot of women do this, but I want to know how you feel about it, and I want to know your answer too, Rel. Does it bother you when a woman is self-conscious and is, like, constantly trying to cover her body up before or even after sex?
Yeah, it bothers me.
I agree.
Yeah, but because I just think sex is like something real special between two people, right? And that, you know, during it and after it, you know, it's still the moment. The moment is the whole package, you know. And by you covering it up, to me, it makes me feel like you was ashamed of having sex with me, or just ashamed of the moment or whatever the case may be, you know, so it really does bother me. I don't know about, you know, any other man. But, you know, that's just like a real special moment when I'm having sex with someone, you know? So,
yeah,
it does bother me. It bothers me.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I think it bothers me also a little because I'm like, if I'm having sex with you, I already know. You. It's nothing, like, you're not fooling us women. Like, with your clothes, what you look like, with your clothes or other clothes, like, you're not fooling me. I'll speak for myself. So I know your flaws, makeup. No, if I'm there, you know we're about to do it. Just let it all hang out, cause I love you, all of you, every part of you, the flaws and everything.
Right.
So I love I love a little fupa and a little stomach hangover. I love that right there. I grab that shit and go. I'll be trying to rip that off your body.
Not the fupa,
fupa. All that right there. Just, you know, a little bit of that.
All that luscious.
Yeah, I want to get up under something. I want to lift a little something.
Oh, my goodness.
For real, that's the best. Sink all in there. All in there. That's what I'm talking about.
You hear that, ladies? Just let it all hang out. They don't mind. Do you guys think women masturbate just as much as men?
I would guess women masturbate more.
Yep.
Mm.
Yep. Definitely.
Really?
And
I
just think it's more. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I'm just basing mine more on opinion, not no fact. I don't have no statistics or anything. So it's just, you know, my opinion. I just think, you know, if I was to take an educated guess, I would say women masturbate more.
What were you going to say, Ralph?
I was going to say that women masturbate more, too, because not only are there more women that don't have a partner to have sex with. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking in a numbers game. Like, guys just roll around and stick their thing in anything. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
A woman, she's not necessarily going to do that, most women. So I think women masturbate when they don't even think they masturbate. They just rub their thighs together. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got to actually do work. You know what I'm saying? They don't. They just be getting... You know, I don't know. You got to explain it. You know what I mean, though.
You know what I mean.
Women can get real wet and stuff.
Yeah,
but you got to imagine them. You got to imagine the woman with the piercing, with the you know, the piercing down below. I mean, it's like it's constant friction and everything. So
right.
You know, I mean, you know, they always, you know.
They climax regularly. I've heard that.
Yeah. You know, so, you know, that, you know, for those that do have it. And, you know, I don't know. Opinion. I just think so.
We're talking about putting effort into pleasing themselves.
Toys,
fingers. Putting effort in, just like you guys have to put work in, hey, women do too. So do you think women, like the toy thing now, do you think women, you know, do they masturbate just as much as men as far as toys go, or, you know, whatever it takes to put in work to get yourself there?
Because a man don't need no toy. So I would think women would, you know, more toys than men. Men don't need no toy.
Men don't.
A small jar of Vaseline. That's all I need. I don't know how you know, somebody else might need a little more. But that's all I need. You know what I mean?
Small jar. Vaseline.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. No. But, you know, you got some men that use a little more. You know, women, of course, women need points.
Do you prefer someone dominant or submissive in bed?
I guess I like a little bit of both. I don't like no one to be like real submissive or anything. You know, I like, you know, I'm aggressive, so, you know, I guess I like an aggressive woman.
Okay, makes sense.
I don't want, you know, be with somebody that's, yes.
One last question. How do you feel about sex tapes? Have you ever made one?
No, I haven't. I just think my, I just think having a, sexual relationship with someone or, you know, being intimate with someone is like real private. You know what I'm saying? And I just think videotaping it or anything, it's like, you know, like a breach of that privacy. You know?
Okay.
So, you know, I mean, that's me. You know, I just think that's between, you know, two people. The two people that's involved. And, you know, by videotaping it or something like that, to me, it's just it's breaching the moment. It's breaching the privacy that, you know, you two moment, you two
right.
people share. You know, and, you know, that means a lot to me.
Okay.
All
well,
right.
I would like to thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Thank you.
I seen your picture, too. You're a big, pretty, beautiful woman. You married?
Yeah.
No, I'm not married.
You are? All right, well, you know, if you ever think about getting a divorce or anything, you know, next time you catch me on the phone or I call in, you know, just let me know.
All right, you got it. You got it.
Bye-bye. Y'all have a nice night.
Thank you. Good night.
323-870-4010. Call up, fellas. You want to talk to Miss Incredible? It's a sex night. She ready. Does she see what she wearing?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Well,
God
just
got off the phone with us. Who doing that? Who got God on the line with him? Nobody. AOI talk show.
My cheeks hurt. I'm laughing. I need you to answer the sex tape question. Have you ever made one?
Yes, I have.
Who is in possession of it? Does it still exist?
That's the scary part.
Oh,
I don't know where it's at.
Oh, no.
I misplaced it. Yeah.
What?
I misplaced it. Yes. I misplaced two of them.
Two?
Yes, two. And the second one was great because the first one was whack. I was like, and the second
That's
one.
That's the one you should be worried about.
Well, I'm worried about both of them because my ass is on both of them. You know what I'm saying?
Right, but you don't want the whack ass on both of them.
Oh, no, I don't mean that. No, I don't mean the actual act was whack. I meant the way it was filmed was whack.
Oh,
that's
okay,
what I mean.
Okay, okay.
You know what I mean? So the next one, like, I learned, I dressed, you know, I put the camera a certain angle, I put a little backdrop up, I did the lighting, you know what I'm saying? I made that joint official, and now I can't find it.
Mm. Yeah.
But at the time when I did know where it was at, I had it. I had it the whole time, so I lost it.
How often did you watch it? Pause and think about that.
Yeah, I had to think about it for a minute because, yeah, I watched it a lot because I watched it just as much as I would watch normal porn. So anytime I had the urge to watch porn, I would put that on first.
Okay.
And then I think maybe after a while I might have got tired of watching that. And that's when you get the urge for another one or you just watch regular porn or whatever. But I say often. I watched it often. Just as much as, you know. But nowadays, you just make it right on your phone. So now,
right,
you know, you can't really lose it now. Now this is the times right here. Lord. Sheesh.
So.
I'm ready to get into some right hand of action. All right.
This question.
Have you ever made a sex tape?
Yeah, I did, but I deleted it immediately.
Oh, come on. Live a little. Let it last a week and then delete
it. Nah.
Oh, you ain't like it when you watched it?
It was interesting, but I destroyed it.
Most women don't like to rewatch themselves. Most women don't, especially if they not watching it with the guy who, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think most women like themselves alone with, you know. I don't think they do that, so.
Do you think lack of sex in a relationship causes one to cheat?
Ah, man, that's a tough
one. Or do you believe? I mean, go ahead. Answer the first part of
it. I mean, yeah, it can cause people to cheat. Yeah, absolutely. It can cause people to cheat. Absolutely. Yeah.
But especially when you get beyond
important.
The attitude part.
Oh yeah.
Especially definitely. When you get beyond the part where now you're walking around with an attitude, and I mean, you can masturbate, but so much.
Right.
Eventually, you're
right,
going to be
I
looking
agree.
For something, and you shouldn't have to look for something when you're in a relationship.
I agree.
So,
it has to be, both parties have to be reasonable about it. If one's being unreasonable, like if you, like, if we're having sex once a month, that might be a little bit unreasonable. And if we're having sex every day, that's probably a little bit unreasonable. You know what
right.
I mean? People got to be reasonable.
So.
For real.
Well, I mean, okay, so which do you cause one to cheat, or should they just masturbate and get over it?
You shouldn't
like
cheat.
What happens
I mean,
when the sex drive doesn't match in a relationship.
Right, right. You shouldn't cheat. You shouldn't cheat. I mean, honestly, you just got to speak up and communicate with one another to keep it simple. You know,
but
or
that doesn't work.
Sit back and masturbate. Right. No, if that don't work. Oh,
yes, what happens if that
gotta,
doesn't work?
Oh, man, if that doesn't work. Man, you dealing with a lame dude, man. What kind of dude don't... Come on, fellas, man. I'm telling you right now, if I start hearing your woman cheating for a lack of sex, really, homie? Really, really, a lack of... she could cheat for any other reason, but a lack of sex your lady cheating for? Come on, bro. That ain't... Come on. With you have, something ain't wrong. Your hormones or something, your body, you wasn't born right, B. You ain't on this side. You know what I'm saying? Something's not right if your woman, she's like, that's the easiest thing to do in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? Try a woman that wants the best of everything in the world and sex, and you complaining about a woman that just wants sex? You got to be kidding me, Sully. Your woman should never cheat for the lack of sex. That's just crazy. That sounds crazy to me. Now, men.
Men. I mean, it does sound crazy, but I know of a couple of women that are dealing with that right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, sleep in the same bed, but nothing's going on.
What?
Sleep
in the bed and nothing's
today.
Going on?
Nothing.
Nothing's going on.
No, nothing.
No, nothing.
Sleep in the bed naked. Nothing.
Come on. So how long? Like, this is going on for a long period of time?
Yes, months.
Oh, no. That's not happening. Oh, I'll tell you one thing. He either doesn't like women, or he's definitely plugging somewhere out. Months.
Mm.
Months? Fellas, you in a bed naked with your, I don't even care if it's your girl, whatever it is. I don't care who it is as long as it's not a family member of blood. I don't care if your arrangement is we just roommate.
naked and you not.
Something's wrong with you, bro.
You not.
or you're just snatching somewhere else. I mean, you know, could be that. You just, but even if I'm snatching somewhere else, I'm doing something.
But
I'm
I mean, you definitely have
butt,
to take it home.
I'm rubbing on your back.
Yeah.
Oh, if it's a situation where it's your lady or it's your home, you definitely should be. I'm swinging so much dick in my home, you don't even know. For real. Shit, that's crazy. In your home, you laying up naked. No, I can't even fathom that. Fellas, 323-870-4010, you slept naked in a bed with a woman for a long period of time without having sex, please explain. I don't get it. I do not.
Then would you have to have sex to consider? How often would you consider a couple having sex to consider it a healthy sex life, actually?
How often for a healthy sex
How
life?
How often would be considered a healthy?
At
would
least.
Be considered a healthy sex life?
It has to be at least twice a week. At least twice a week. Wait. You talking about a couple?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. A couple got to be at least twice a week, I think.
Twice a week sounds reasonable because I remember last week's show, the Settling Down show, twice a week was reasonable for to see your mate, provided that you did not live together. That's what I thought.
Right.
I thought twice a week was fair. So that I think twice a week will be fair, considering that you may not live together.
Right. And when I say a week, I'm talking about 7 days. You know, weekend
right. I mean,
to weekend.
That's a stretch, but.
Well, you talking about 5 days?
No. I understand 7 days, but twice a week to 7 days, it's okay. It's okay. I guess that can be considered healthy. That would be about eight times a month.
Yeah.
That would be,
because you got your quickie, you know, the joints that last, like, not even a minute. You ever had one of those? I did. 50 seconds. Oh, yo, you ain't even reach a minute? Wow. You know, I had one of those, so that counts as one. It doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? That's one.
Wait, what?
So,
nah, that's a do-over. What you mean?
That's a do-over.
That's a do-over.
Yeah, it's a do-over. You want a 1 minute. Nothing under a minute. No, okay, let me ask you a question, seriously. So, if that's a do-over, seriously, under is a do-over. What time frame and under is a do-over? Under 1 minute, under two, five?
Give me at least
three.
Five, at least.
Okay, I think that's
it. If you don't give me five, if you give me 1 minute, you owe me another day. If you give me under 5 minutes, you're going to have to give me another day. So that would be 3 days that week. No way.
Understandable. Absolutely. I agree.
No way. You know, you guys, like, what if a woman just got on top and went for a ride and was like, boom, it's over. That's it. I got mine. Like, I mean, how would you feel?
Right.
Would you want to go
I agree. I agree, but it's harder for us. That's the difference. You know what I mean? It's harder for us. You know, y'all could come, and we could still be plowing away and enjoy ourselves without y'all doing anything. You know what I'm saying? We come, we physically really can't go no more. So, sorry, ladies, but God just got off the line. Take it up with him. Shit. I ain't big us.
He said, no, you don't apologize. What you need to do is just give her another day.
give her another day. Anything below 5 minutes, you catch the Annie up. Auntie up, for real.
Give her another day. And a bonus day. Just make it 4 days.
Oh, look at you. Look at you all hot and heavy. Who you laying next to tonight? Who you
no
laying
one.
Next to? She.
No one.
She laying next to somebody, y'all. We got to figure it out. So, you know, we're going to, I'm about to, you know, the show's winding down. I got pound cake waiting for me. She's buttering all up. We got the cocoa butter oil and all that. So, we good to go. We are good to go.
You ready?
That's
she said I have pound cake waiting for me.
That's right. I'm going to call you after this to see who you got. You got somebody. I hear it in your voice.
Well. So, but on that note, we would like to thank everyone for tuning in. I enjoyed tonight's show. Especially our conversation with God. And if you have any topic or show ideas, you can email us at theartofintimacyshow@gmail.com.
You can follow us on Twitter @theblack_DrPhil, @SheIsIncredible, @AOITalkShow, #AOITalkShow on Instagram, Facebook, The Art of Intimacy Show. Fan page, look us up, Google all that. We out here.
Yes, yes, yes. And you can catch us next Wednesday, same time, 9:30. Thanks for tuning in. Have a good night.
Good night.
Open your mind, take in all the delectables. Yep, yeah, topics ranging from marriage to politics.
Word up.
Only the grown and mature can handle this. Please, they gon' change it from blog talk to hot talk.
Yeah,
real talk, real response,
non-stop.
Only talk radio keeps it moving.
Yeah.
Wednesdays 9:30 p.m. Please tune in.
Yeah.
Well. And the beautiful. This incredible.
It's incredible.
You hear it?